It's recovery season, and it's here for a reason, with peace, love, and joy. Peace, love, and joy. Football isn't playing, and we're never complaining when our favorite Titans scores. Favorite Titans scores. Well, I must admit, when I can't acquit, there's something I want more. It's for free and it's for fun and it's only just begun. It's Recovery 101. Recovery 101. We love the shout outs and Shelly's boozy news. And we always love to hear that somebody's listening too. It's recovery season, and it's here for a reason. It's Recovery 101. Recovery 101, yeah.
Thank you to Fran for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, OA, CA, GA, DA, LA, SA.
You don't speak for the DA?
We don't even speak for Los Angeles. We don't speak for any 12-step recovery program, though we do favor such associations. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
All right. So, we did a lot of bantering last show.
We did.
What do we... The... wait, it's blue sky out there.
Nothing but blue skies
so
from now on.
I was at an FA meeting on Thursday.
Yes.
I had a guy call me, ask me if I'd meet him there early, which is usually a sign of somebody wants you to sponsor them.
Yes.
Met him at 6:40. He asked me to sponsor him.
Of course.
I walked through what we should do.
Never heard from him again.
At the break.
He fired you?
He came up to me and said... Because we were working on step one. He said, you know, I think I know what's best for me as far as a food plan goes.
Uh-oh.
I'm not ready for this then, to do it this way. And left.
That's where you go, really? How was that plan working for you before?
So my sponsor was there. So I said to him after the meeting, I said, I think I just set a record for the shortest time sponsoring a person.
Clearly.
He goes, where did he go? I said, he left at the break. He goes, wow. He goes, usually people get through the whole first thing on surrender before they decide they can't.
Yeah.
He didn't even give you a chance to mess him up.
This guy's got 7 years in NA. I mean, he knows the drill.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Yeah, here and I.
But it doesn't apply to his food.
I would think that this would be a semi-common problem. When you take people that have time and one recovery, it's like they just don't want to be a newcomer again. They think, you know what, I know what I need to be doing. And it's like I had a guy one time that was a gambling addict, and I'm like, you know, as much as I think that regular program will help a gambling addict as well,
sure,
I would think that there's some certain proclivities of gamblers that maybe you need to talk to another gambler about, that I may just, not that program wouldn't work, but you know, like if I was going to go to FA, I have to be willing to do what was working for people in FA.
Right.
Now, when you talk about Alcoholics Anonymous, Crystal Meth Anonymous, weed, you know, Marijuana Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous,
it's the same thing.
That's all the kind of the same thing.
No, it's not. It really isn't though. I mean, if I would have just gone to AA, I would have had a hard time relating.
To what?
To the stories, to people's experience.
Oh, right.
I needed to have contact with people who told my story, who shared of doing something somewhat the way I did it.
Right. So FA is like that. I mean,
which is why you go to meetings. But
right. And
when it comes to sponsorship,
these are the guys that are going to be the guys that are going to tell you what works in that fellowship.
Yeah. My sponsor looks at me and goes, how'd you become such a hard ass?
Oh, please.
I said, dude, me?
Does he not, has he met you?
Yeah.
Who's your sponsor?
Marty.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
Marty should know.
We were laughing our ass. I was like, really? you know.
So what's up, Shelly? You're getting 12 million bracelets, pendants, everything ready for your
little
for
dog hairs?
Yes, I'm covered in dog hair at the moment. Yeah. I've been making jewelry like a mad woman. I've got probably, I don't know, 100, 150 pieces so far.
And you're just getting ready. You're getting ready to do this craft show. But, like, how many bracelets and stuff have you sold so far? Which you haven't really been doing it that long, but you're quite good at it.
Well, one, two. I've actually sold, I think, since I started, like, six.
That's completely wrong. I know one person you sold like 15 to.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I did have a customer.
I'm like, come on, you've
those
sold
were
like
sets though. Those weren't just bracelets. Those were complete
right.
Set.
Well, that's what I mean. You
know? And I also actually just got a custom order that I have to put the clasps on so I can fill it.
Yeah. So I mean, you're getting closer to 30, and you haven't even really started breaking out yet. Wait, do you guys? Yeah. You guys go to that Etsy store. You guys will see. She's a Mimi's Magic Room. She's got some rockin' stuff there.
Cool. Rockin' rocks.
Rockin' rocks.
Yeah, see, it's all rocks.
Rockin'.
It's all rocks.
Recovery should be celebrated. At my12stepstore.com, celebrate your life with the most unique gifts for all 12-step programs. My12stepstore.com carries a wide range of inspirational and program books, t-shirts, chips, medallions, 12-step jewelry, and so much more. For you or someone you love, visit My 12-Step Store in West Hollywood or shop online at my12stepstore.com. We ship to the world. My12stepstore.com, where love meets service.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yep.
Because we did a lot of bantering last show, and we don't have as much bantering for this show. Let's get right to it. Hey, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Oh, that's our dudes are on point.
Yes, sir.
Actually, we had so many cables running around the studio earlier. Mark and I were setting up, and I went to walk. I looped one right around my foot. I almost destroyed everything.
That would have been exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even looking at the...
I am looking at blue sky out the studio window.
Blue sky is coming at you.
Now I can't read the boozy news.
Because earlier, I went to take the dog for a walk. And the moment we got out there to start walking, so I'm like, rain. I'm singing in the rain.
And you were.
Singing in the
I
rain.
Can't see the boozy news.
And you know what? The dog just minimized the equalizer.
Is it your eyes?
Okay.
Yeah, the dog doesn't. You know,
they
he's
don't
a
care.
Husky.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit. If it's snowing, he's happy.
He wants it to snow. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't even care. He's like, oh, rain. Cool. Oh, sun. Cool. Oh, freezing ice storm. Yeah,
glad
cool.
Glad I have fur.
Yeah.
We have shout-outs to Randy, Susan, Mitch, Jack, Neil, Fran, Michelle, Sally, Stryker, Dan, John, Natalie, Carol, Lisa, Other John, Joey, and Clarissa.
Nice. Sweet.
Dude.
Sweet.
Dude.
Oh, wait. I dooted, and you were supposed to do.
That's right. You
sorry.
Got it. You could have it.
Okay. Americans are very addicted to bottled water.
America.
We drink so much bottled water that last year, for the first time ever, bottled water consumption topped soda consumption.
Why do you think that all, like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, they all have bottled water companies now, like Dasani and stuff like that?
But now, you can buy premium bottled water.
Cut me a break.
Yes. Well, let me, it's $100 a bottle.
Okay.
for a 24-ounce bottle. And it's a brand out of Norway.
It better make me breakfast in the morning after I drink it.
I believe it's called Snow and Ice.
Is it like glacier water or something?
Yes. What they do is it's a Norwegian startup. They actually go to the fjords. And
fjord.
Now, people have said that this is not environmental because you're taking water from an area. You're taking this from someplace. It will impact the glacier areas up there. And they said what they do is they go out to find a glacier. It's about 800 miles away from their processing plant. And they pick icebergs that would otherwise be melting and then they chip off chunks of it and take them back and melt them and sell it. They say it has a much lighter taste and that it's automatically as pure as you can get, so they don't have to really do anything to it.
Do you remember back in the, I want to say it was the 70s, and there was a water shortage in California, and the idea at the time was, they're like, why don't we send some tugboats up to the
Arctic, to haul icebergs.
Grab an iceberg, you know, by the time it gets down there, it's still going to be mostly an iceberg, and they're going to get, you know, 700,000 cubic feet of water out of these things. I don't think it was very practical. Obviously, it wasn't. They didn't do it.
You get $100 a bottle for the water.
Yeah, it's $100. Yeah, exactly.
So I just got practical.
The company is called Svalbardi, which is the name of the water. And their tagline is, the taste of snow and air. Yeah, $100 a bottle. Now, they only make 13,000 bottles at a time every few months, and it's $100 for each bottle. So it's very shishi rich people water.
I remember when they were first talking about doing bottled water, and I remember the first bottled water I ever really remember was Evian.
Evian.
And I remember thinking, and at the time it was like a buck, but I was like, who, me, short-sighted, who would pay a dollar for a bottle of water? And I'm like, and besides, Evian is naive spelled backwards. I'm like, how weird is that? Spend a dollar for water. Now,
how about this?
The leading drink.
Why would you pay for television? It's free.
Yeah, there you go. Now we do. Well, actually, in some parts of the world, they always paid for television. In England, you had to buy your television license or whatever. It's like our cable TV bill, you know.
You can watch all that on YouTube now.
Well, and actually, because you subscribed in England, you subscribed to the television and you paid for it. They don't have the, you know how frustrated we get with TV advertisements. They don't have as much of that.
Yeah. Oh.
So they have some, but not as much as
we do. I have to throw a boozy news story in.
What?
Because I know most of the information for it, but I don't know the guy's name. So they do that thing at the Academy Awards, right, where they grab a tour bus and they put a bunch of people on it. They take it on a tour, and the final spot on the tour, they're like, we're going to go through this door, and the people all end up on the stage at the Academy Awards.
Right.
Oh,
the
yeah,
first
I forgot.
Guy and his girlfriend that get off the tour bus is a guy that got released from prison because they resentenced him because he had gotten three strikes before the law was changed to be three violent crime strikes. So, like, he had, like, a petty theft and a drug charge and a something else, yeah. And he got sentenced to life in prison. So they changed it. He's only been out of jail like 2 days. He goes on this tour thing. He ends up on the stage at the Academy Awards. Jimmy Kimmel says, oh, is that your girlfriend? You guys going to get married? He goes, well, yeah, we're hopefully going to get married. He brings Denzel Washington up on stage, who marries them in a mock thing, gets selfies with all these stars and everything. And this was a guy that had been in jail for drug offenses. He's been sober for a while in jail. And my mother sent that in.
Yes.
Shout out to Gene.
Yes, shout out to Gene.
How self-absorbed can those Hollywood people possibly be?
Yes.
That's even a question? Yeah. All right, in Harlingen, Texas.
Hey, Haas. Everything's bigger in Texas.
Now, I read this story. I thought, wow. Mirror,
it's because the mirrors are smaller.
This is either divine intervention or she's got demons running after her. A South Texas woman has decided that she is going to give up beer for Lent.
Oh, no.
I think a lot of people do
that.
Is
this going to make an impact on the market?
Possibly. Well, maybe not now, because 2 days into Lent, well, no, 1 day into Lent, actually, she found out on Thursday, Lent started Wednesday. Leandra Ruiz won a case of Budweiser that was delivered to her home by the Clydesdales.
Cool.
She's a badass.
And she'll drink it for Easter.
You know what I would have done? Immediately put that case of beer on eBay and said this was delivered by Clydesdales. Look, I got pictures of it. This is badass.
Oh yeah,
you'll
there
never
are pictures.
Get one of these.
There are pictures.
She
on
took
the internet.
Selfies with the Clydesdales.
Yes, and they're on the internet. You can go and look at the pictures
like
of
that
this woman.
Case of beer,
like the cashew outside girl.
Yeah,
that case of beer is worth a bunch right now.
And it came delivered in the old fashioned wooden crate. The whole
oh
yeah,
Here comes the beer. Here comes.
I would be willing to bet you put that on eBay. Probably get $5,000 out of that simple case of beer. Because if you can buy Billy beer, a six pack of Billy beer, and it's like $1,000.
Yeah.
She entered a contest online weeks and weeks ago to win a case of beer. This is before she decided she was going to give up beer for Lent. And the day after Lent starts, here comes the case of beer. So either God said it's not your time, or she's being chased
Here's
by
the
demons.
Big question. You know,
It'll still be good after Lent.
It doesn't say in the story whether or not she decided to give up her Lent plan and go ahead and drink the beer.
I tell you what, I would sell it. Yeah. I mean, it's very cool that you have it. I mean, look, I'd take it.
Somebody asked me the other day what I gave up for Lent. And I always give two answers. A, I'm not Catholic. And B, I gave up the same thing I give up every year for Lent. I crushed walnut shells.
You know what I'd say?
You don't have to be Catholic. Methodists do the Lent thing.
You know what I'd say?
Lutherans.
What'd you give up for Lent? Lent.
This story is in Victorville because, you know, Victorville is where all the classy stuff happens. Oh. Actually, Victorville is an up-and-coming area. It's growing, and there are more yippee-fied people living out there.
I can't tell you.
But in true Victorville fashion, there was a violent brawl at Chuck E. Cheese that was caught on camera.
Yes!
Now, Chuck E. Cheese,
the Walmart of children.
Now, you can get alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese, and they believe that alcohol may have been a factor in this.
Why would you even sell alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese, man? That's a bad idea.
Well, they do sell beer and wine, I think, but they said that two drinks is the limit per adult. Now, in this particular group...
You can buy a pitcher.
In this particular group, some of the people were not actually drinking. So I'm wondering if they gave their two to the people that got in the fight.
Yeah, you can get a pitcher for the table.
Of course they did.
Shannon Cabrera caught the fight on her phone and posted the video on Facebook. Several men and women were fighting over game tickets.
Sure.
There's little tickets that come out of the machine when you win the game or whatever, and then you trade the tickets in for the stupid plastic prizes.
Yeah.
It left a 51-year-old woman with a bloody face. Another woman has now large bald patches on the side of her head.
Ow.
Another woman almost got her eyes gouged out. She's got scratches all over her face.
Wait, wait, is this all women?
Yeah.
It's all moms. I got a great Chuck E. Cheese story, though.
What?
I have a friend of mine. He's in his mid-30s. So, red hair, red beard, the whole thing. So, his nickname is...
Red.
Red.
Yes. So, his best friend and his best friend's wife take their 4-year-old son and two of his friends to Chuck E. Cheese. And they say to him, hey, you want to come along with us? He says, sure. So, the three of them sit down in the booth, pitcher a beer. The kids all go off to play games. The parents get up and go to use the restroom and run into some friends of theirs as they come out of the restroom. So now you've got this 35-year-old man sitting by himself at a table at Chuck E. Cheese with a pitcher of beer all these little kids coming up going, Uncle Red, Uncle Red, can I get more game tokens? Can I get more game tokens?
Uh-oh.
He goes, all of a sudden I look over, the manager's pointing at me and talking to one of the other employees. He's like...
Oh, yeah.
I now became this creepy guy sitting by himself at Chuck E. Cheese drinking beer and watching kids play games.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
In Lansing, Michigan. Well, the story's out of Lansing, Michigan. Interestingly enough, I did not know this, but Michigan was the only state until this week, was the only state in the union where police could legally sleep with prostitutes in the course of their investigation.
What?
They created a law a long time ago, the current law. It said that prostitution was illegal, but there was an exemption for law enforcement in the course of an investigation. But the exemption did not state the limit to which the police officer could go while investigating. This law's been on the books for quite a few years.
Hard for them to talk with a ball gag.
Finally... Just recently, they changed the law this last week. Bridget Carr is a clinical professor and director of human trafficking at University of Michigan and Law School. And she realized that no one thought to take the next step when they wrote this law and say, but the immunity doesn't extend all the way to sexual penetration. So up until now, it was perfectly legal for cops to bang prostitutes while on the job.
And arrest them.
Yes, and then arrest them and get paid for it.
Where exactly is this again?
That was Michigan.
Doesn't that make them prostitutes if they get paid for it?
There you go.
That's true. Oh, double indemnity or whatever it is.
It's like a double coupon,
wonder,
I think.
Wonder how many people listening to the show right now have already applied to the police academy in Lansing, Michigan.
Well, it wouldn't do them any good now because now they've closed that loophole.
I get a picture of
No, they said penetration, right?
Yeah, I mean...
So there's a bunch of cops getting blown.
No, that's penetration.
You entered.
You entered.
Bunch of HJs.
Yeah, but I get a picture of Beverly Hills cop, Eddie Murphy. Dude, you're sleeping with a prostitute. Well, I don't know how it is in your city, but in Detroit... yeah. We are required.
We got to take one for the team here. We have to prove she's a prostitute.
I want to bang a prostitute, to be honest with you.
Okay, now this is a story right up Bruce's alley.
To travel where the multitudes have tread.
In White Sands, New Mexico, which is the largest military installation in the U.S.,
yep.
Right above White Sands, a large black cube appeared in the sky recently. There were pictures that were taken by people that saw this, and I saw the pictures, and to me, it looked like that blue ice stuff that comes out of airplanes. Mm-hmm. But from some angles, people claimed that it was a black cube. And apparently the government has no comment.
And it wasn't falling. Blue ice generally falls to the ground.
Yeah.
This is probably traveling in a horizontal path or hovering.
Black cube has terrified residents of various Texas towns, especially El Paso, where they got several good pictures of it. So you could go online and look at those pictures if you choose.
Oh, I will. I just need the Greek guy to come on and go, it's aliens.
I'm going to quote one person in the story. Walter Lanz captured the cube on his mobile phone. I mean, captured a picture of it. And I'm quoting him. He says, it began to get very windy out, and I noticed a small portion of the clouds begin to swirl and circle in on each other, and it looked like a portal shape, at which point the portal became jet black and the cube emerged. Second witness, a woman who did not want her name recorded, also took pictures of the item. So, Mr. Alien, you go and look that up.
Oh, I'll look it up.
Okay.
What's his name? Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin, respected Apollo astronaut, was down in Antarctica, why I don't know, and tweeted that they really needed to tell the truth about what was going on. There was something down there that was going to affect all humanity. And the next thing you know, they whisked him off to a hospital in Australia. Huh. You know who else was down there recently?
Whom?
John Kerry. Now, I don't know why the Secretary of State of the United States needs to be in Antarctica or why astronauts are down in Antarctica, but something weird's going on down there too.
Yep.
I don't think any Secretary of State has ever gone to Antarctica. But for some reason, it was important for him to go while Obama was still president.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Not now. Obviously, okay. Not now. Now it's going to be some... Who's Attorney General now? Or Secretary of State now?
I don't know, actually.
Who's Secretary of State now?
Rex Tillerson.
Tillerson's going to be down there in Antarctica to meet with aliens.
Good luck, Rex. In Irvine, California.
Not very far away.
Diane Wen entered a contest with Instagram.
Who?
Wen.
When did she enter the contest?
No, Diane
Wen. When did Wen enter the contest?
Wen is her last name.
Yeah, when did Wen enter the contest?
Recently. Shut up.
Who? Who?
Why? Who's on first?
I don't know who's on second. The story if you got me all don't shut up.
Where's Wen?
She entered a contest, a Taco Bell contest, for... Love and Tacos. Taco Bell is having a contest that includes an all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas, woohoo, to get married in a chapel at the chain's flagship restaurant. They're going to have a wedding chapel at Taco Bell in Vegas.
Their flagship restaurant?
Apparently their flagship restaurant.
Taco Bell has a flagship restaurant?
In Vegas, and they're putting a wedding chapel in there. And it will be open to the public later this year. So the winner of the Love and Tacos contest gets to get married at Taco Bell.
And what did she do?
She entered the contest with an Instagram picture of herself wearing a dress she had made out of burrito wrappers and holding a tray with her fiancé in front of the Taco Bell counter.
She needs to get married at Taco Bell.
She
covered her taco with burrito wrappers.
Jeez.
Is that where we're going with this story?
I guess so. She wrote, and I saw the picture, that Instagram picture that she entered, and the dress is really weird looking. She wrote in her entry that Taco Bell has been there for us throughout the years, and that our love is as cheesy as a quesadilla.
Well, at least she's got a bit of humor about
it. Well, isn't that special?
Yeah. Wow.
Our love is as cheesy. Yeah,
well, you know what? Bruce and I can't really talk smack
about
this.
We
got married at Starbucks, so because that's where we met. So, yeah.
Shout out to Starbucks. They gave free coffee to everybody that showed up for like an hour.
Yeah, that was there because our guests were
only
basically...
Only like seven of them were with us.
Yeah, really. And God is calling, or mom. And finally, this.
Yes.
If you are a senior and you're not quite ready for the senior home, but you need to go somewhere that's like a sort of a retirement community type of thing, and you're kind of a partier... In Florida, Bruce.
Florida!
Thank you. There will soon be a Margaritaville senior living community.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, and it's billed as being where active retirees who like nibbling on sponge cake and watching the sun bake can live. It is an easy breezy senior neighborhood full of 2- and 3-bedroom condos. It's a gated community. They have facilities there and assisted living type of things with nurses and that whole bit.
Yep.
There are hot tubs and pools and all sorts of things. Each domicile will cost you $200,000 to $350,000 because they wanted to keep it accessible to the average senior. I'm thinking, really? That's accessible?
That's accessible?
Kind of.
And all of the little lanes and... clusters of condos and stuff will be named after Jimmy Buffett songs. Yes. So get
it,
your
is one of is so one of the sections for sure where all the alcoholics live is going to be Margaritaville.
The whole thing is Latitude
when
Margaritaville.
You come to, when you come to a fork in the road, will it be fins to the left?
Fins to the right. Exactly. Yes. That's what I thought of too.
And so there's going to be an entire stoner section.
The little snack bar at the end of the street will be. Cheeseburgers in paradise?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah, well, Willie Nelson's going to live in the Finn section for sure.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was I thought, well, wow, Jimmy Buffett must be getting old now. Because every time he wants something, he creates it for everybody else.
Sure.
So, you know.
He is getting old, by the way.
He's got to be.
Yeah, so he's probably going to be living in his own retirement
community. The older we get, the people that we used to listen to a lot in music are generally speaking older than us.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, the Scorpions going on their last tour, and I'm reading this thing. They got together in 1968. Well, I was 7 years old when they got together. And it's like, they were touring last year, and I'm like, these guys are in their 60s, and they're not playing like Nibbling on Cheesecake. They're playing Rock You Like a Hurricane, and I don't know, man. It's got to be rough on you at that age.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
Hey, everyone. It's Bruce from Recovery 101 Radio. Hey, I'm here to talk about my 12-step store. Let me tell you guys, my 12-step store is the ultimate place, online or in person in West Hollywood, to buy recovery gifts no matter what program you're interested in. They've got bling chips. They've got regular chips. They've got medallions. They've got books of every kind. They've got every kind of recovery gift you can even think of. This place is absolutely fantastic. Let me tell you something. A bit of every sale goes to sponsor people to get into recovery homes and sober living houses. It's an awesome place. RJ and his staff will take outstanding care of you. My 12-step store is located online, of course, at my12stepstore.com. If you'd like to go visit them in person, they're at 8730 Santa Monica Boulevard in the fabulous city of West Hollywood, California. You can call them at 310-623-1702. That's one more time. That's 310-623-1702. You should call them up. Do yourself a favor, and the ones you love, call my12stepstore.com.
We're back.
We are.
Welcome back.
What are we going to talk about?
Dreams were good. Take it out. I think we're talking about Too Little, Too Late.
It's a little too little. It's a little too late. We're doing Pat Benatar songs for this set. Is that what that is? It's a little too late.
Oh, is that? See, I don't even know. Is that a Pat Benatar song? Yeah. To be honest with you, I can only remember one Pat Benatar. Oh, no, a couple Pat Benatar songs.
Heartbreaker?
Yeah, of course.
Love is a Battlefield.
Those are the two.
Sex is a Weapon?
No, don't know that one. Yeah. So, how did this come up, Mark?
Well,
and it's come up, I'm sure, to everybody that's sponsored people. I'm almost positive has had this experience. I know Shelly has.
I had a guy decide that he needed to go, a former sponsor who decided he needed to go in another direction. So he got a new sponsor and let me know that he no longer needed me to be his sponsor, which is fine. You got to click with your sponsor. And then he went and did something that I understand why he did it. But his new sponsor informed him that he went out and he is a newcomer. So he came to me and was telling me about it. And I said, oh, that's stupid. So I asked him, what'd your sponsor say? Well, my sponsor said I went out.
Then you went out.
I said, then you went out. And he said to me, he said, well, how do you feel about it? I said, look, I'm almost Switzerland on a deal like that. I'm not going to go into the specifics. I'm
okay.
Because it's a, but, you know, because everybody, that starts a whole new subject. I said, you know, I said,
we'll do that next week.
Yeah, I don't care. You know, so then he says to me the magic words first are, well, if I get you back as a sponsor, do I get my time back?
No.
I said, no. I said, because if I was your sponsor, you would have called me first before you went and did something that's in a gray area.
Which is the real crux of the issue here, the too little, too late.
How many times are sponsees or somebody in the program... Because what do we always tell people? Call first.
And what do sponsees always do? Shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
Hey, is it okay if I did that?
Yeah.
No.
You know, it's like, you know, where did we get this ready, fire, aim?
Yes.
Personality in the program. And it's...
Because that's what we used to do when we were getting loaded.
Yeah.
I'm going to get loaded. Oh, I'll think later on.
I'm loaded.
How am I going to pay my rent now?
Yeah.
Shelly, have you ever had anyone call you after the fact?
Oh, yeah. Lots of times. Most of the time, I never hear from them after that.
I remember, I think, getting a call from you. You said, I'm at the club with my sponsee.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, she... had not, and actually, she wasn't the one who called me after the fact.
Oh, her
boyfriend
later on, husband called.
Yeah, called me, and because he took her. She decided to have one last hurrah, and the funny thing is, she doesn't really drink now, but she's not in the program. Because I've heard from her since then, she decided to have one last hurrah and got completely hammered.
I was going to say it must have been a hell of a hurrah.
Yeah, and being an Al-Anon, essentially, I mean, he's, you know, the innocent bystander, called me and said, I'm calling you because she's drunk and I took her to the club because that's where the drunk people go, and I figure you have some sort of plan because you're the person she's supposed to call if she gets drunk. And I'm like, well, actually, she was supposed to call before she got drunk, but okay, I'll be down there in a minute. That was quite amusing because then I spent the next half hour trying to corral this drunk person who was attempting to get naked in the parking lot of the 502 Club screaming, I've got 90 days. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Cute girl, too.
I've heard about that.
Yes.
Stripping down in the parking lot would have generated a ton of attention.
Yes.
Generate a ton of attention no matter who it is. But for this girl, it would have generated even more.
And so I finally got her transferred into my car, took her home. She passed out on the futon for like an hour and a half.
And it's
and
funny.
Then she was completely sober.
It's
after
funny.
That.
When I got back here, perfect. I'm hearing this story where she is peeling off her clothes at the parking lot. She's straight passed out at the house. I come home an hour and a half later. she is not only not passed out on the couch, she's not stripped out of her clothes. She's sitting around talking like completely sober. I'm like, what the
hell? How disappointed were you?
I'm like, if I could drink like that, I so would. You know, if I could get completely hammered and like seemingly fuck everything up and then be like completely fine an hour later,
yeah,
that's, you should be able to bottle that and sell it.
I did have, speaking of too little too late though, kind of a too little too late on both ends, because I should have investigated further at the time. I had a sponsee that wasn't new. She said she had 2 years when I got her, but she felt like she needed to go through the steps because she'd come from a different fellowship or whatever. And I said, sure, no problem, thinking this will be a low maintenance person. She came from a different fellowship and got into CA assuming that it would be okay if she then drank beer because she was in a different fellowship.
Sure.
I did not know that she was doing this. She did not tell me.
But it's fine.
And that, well, no, because it's all mind-altering substances in CA. She thought if she came from AA and was going to CA, yeah, that she could, as long as she wasn't doing coke, she could go ahead and drink.
Yeah.
And I'm trying.
She can.
She can.
She can.
She can't,
she's
get
not
any
sober.
She's not, well,
take,
no.
Well, she's not going to take chips or cakes. But.
Oh, no. But that was the point. She wanted to. She wanted to take her 2-year cake.
Oh, yeah. And not going to happen.
And I said, what part of no mind-altering substances did you not get in that?
And well, Shelley, this is like the woman that shared at CA the other day who had supposedly had 29 years and said, I love CA because of their singleness of purpose. And I'm like, they don't have a singleness of purpose in CA. Just because it's cocaine, it's like Narcotics Anonymous doesn't have a singleness of purpose.
Right.
The only program that I'm aware of, besides maybe gambling and food addicts, like for instance, if you're a compulsive shopper, they're not going to say you have to stop drinking. Or if you're in Food Addicts Anonymous, I don't know if they tell you you have to stop smoking weed or whatever. Or if you're in Compulsive Shoppers Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, but to say that CA has singleness of purpose, I'm like, why would you say that in a meeting as a speaker with 29 years? Oh, I love it because you just got to stop cocaine. I'm like, no.
Yes.
So anyway.
Sure, why not?
To finish my story, she got angry with me when I told her, you actually have to take a newcomer chip. And she said, well, why didn't you tell me that before? And I'm like, it didn't occur to me that I needed to tell somebody that's in a program where in the readings that we read every week out loud, it says no mind-altering substances, that beer is a mind-altering substance.
Right. And why didn't you call before you tried it?
Bud. I mean, it was just regular old beer.
Bud Light or Bud Regular?
I don't know. Is there a difference?
I don't know. Conversation.
But see, that's the thing. Not only was it too little too late for her, she'd blown her what she thought was 2 years of sobriety, but it was too late for me because it didn't occur to me. I should have headed this off at the pass, but it never occurred to me that anybody would think that way. And then she got so mad at me, she left the fellowship entirely because she refused to take a newcomer chip.
If she wants all her time back, you know what two things she needs?
A new sponsor?
A coffee pot and a phone.
You know what? You know what's going to happen? She's going to go to another area, go to a meeting, and go, I got 2 years.
That's right. COA, Cocaine Only Anonymous.
You know what? And may have done that. I don't know. But I was not willing to sit in a room with her or sponsor her if she wasn't willing to get straight, to get honest about it. I mean,
then there's those people that do it like ad nauseum. I had a guy, I'm not going to say what his name is, but I refer to him as Stoner.
Yep.
And he used to go out with a girl who was also in the program. And he would go into meetings, and the weird thing is he was trying to get himself a better story. And he said that.
I could have helped him with that.
He said that. He goes, because he's mostly a weed smoker, and his story was like, I sit around, I get stoned, I eat a bunch of Doritos, and I watch, five episodes of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, And then he goes, he'd hear people sharing. He's like, he'd come back like the next day and he'd go, he shared this with me. And he goes, is 10 watermelon shooters, is that a lot? And people are looking at him like, well, it's,
not really.
I mean, yeah, it's okay. I mean, why? well, because I had that last night, you know, it was a lot. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, why didn't you call me last night when you were thinking about having watermelon shooters? You know what he told me? Because you'd try and talk me out of it. And I'm like, so why are you in a meeting the next day? And then, like, that night, he goes out and gets loaded again. I mean, he did it ad nauseum, and I'm like, dude. Now, granted, I gotta give credit where credit's due. He's got, like, 40-something days off everything, and he could never quit getting stoned. I mean, that was always his Achilles heel, was getting stoned. Now, he's actually quit getting stoned. I had another guy, initials MP, and, you know, this guy.
How'd you end up with all the problem children?
Dude. Well, and the one is not as much of a problem child as he used to be. The other one is about the same. I mean, although he's making great strides right now. This guy is in an electrician course. This guy lives in his car, and he's figured out how to get in these classes for electrician school. The place he's talking about, once he starts doing these classes, he can immediately start to apprentice with them. And here's where his problem is going to be. He's going to start making $25 an hour. Which is pretty decent money. And, you know, that's going to be the tell-all right there.
But the good news is,
when you suddenly you got money in your pocket.
The good news is, it doesn't matter how much money he has, he knows that he never has enough money to get the job done. Because he had enough money at one time.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh,
and
he
didn't get the job done. He's still alive.
Yeah, amazingly. Amazingly.
Yeah.
Now, how about well, because then there's the people that aren't too little too late. Or I'll give you too little too late.
Go ahead.
And he even asked you about it beforehand. One of your sponsees was going to go to New York.
Yep. Yeah, he was going to New York.
So you gave him the right amount. It wasn't too little.
Yeah.
And he just didn't follow it at all.
Right.
He even called to ask you.
That's what they do. You know, you could just... It goes back to the thought of when you have a sponsee come to you and says, hey, do you have a couple minutes? And that buzz starts in the back of your head. And you go, yeah, sure.
Here it comes.
And then they come back with those four words. I was just thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And the response is, well, this should be amusing.
Yes. Let me get popcorn. You know, it's that. It's like, we know how their minds work. Because their minds work like our minds worked. I was just thinking, which is code for, I am going to screw something up royally, and I want you to be aware of it before I do it.
You're like, you know your thinker's broken, right?
Yeah.
Well, what about, I had a guy call me one time. I was living over here with my ex-wife. The guy lived in an apartment directly across the street. He calls me up, like a sponsee should. He calls me up and he says, I've got this cocaine. I really don't want to do it. You got to come over here. I didn't have a lot of, matter of fact, I don't even think I was married then to her. I didn't have a lot of time sober. I had a couple years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a lot, you know, depending on what you think.
That was a lot of time.
But there. I go over and this guy's got this boulder of cocaine, you know, and I'm looking at it and he's like, I got to give it to you. I'm like, whoa, no. Don't give it to me.
Sure.
Because he's like, I'm like, you should dump it in the toilet, which at the time, I couldn't even believe I was telling him that. I'm like, you got to dump that in the toilet. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, we should sell this. You know, I really did. I thought about that for a brief moment. And then he goes, well, I'll give it to you, and you put it in the toilet. And I was incapable of that. I was in, because it's like an 8-ball rock. And I'm like, I'm incapable of throwing this in the toilet. I said, it would be more therapeutic if you did it. So he does. He dumps it. He's supposed to go to the meeting that night. He doesn't show. I call him the next day. He doesn't answer. Call him the day after that. He answers. And I'm like, why didn't you show up at the meeting? He goes, well, I got loaded. And I'm like, we dumped all your coke. He goes, well, that wasn't all of it. And I'm like, dude. And I'm like, you're doing this wrong. I'm like, so you call me because you don't want to get loaded. So you want to dump this cocaine. So you dump it.
Yeah.
But you've got a bunch more.
Yeah.
And you don't dump it. I'm like, that you're not doing it right, man. I mean, if you're going to save some of it to do it later, why did you even call me?
You're an idiot.
You're putting me in danger to try and help you out, and you're fully intending on doing this stuff that you saved so that you could do it. Like, you're killing me. You're killing me. How about you, Shelly? Anybody else?
Oh, there have been random various ones that after a while, I sort of figure that when they don't get back in touch with me, if we've done a couple of steps or whatever, they're gone. I mean, that's just, and if they come back, great. If they don't, you know, I've got one right now that we're playing phone tag, and I don't know if she's serious. I don't know if she, you know, we'll have to see.
Well, then what would your final words on too little, too late be?
If you're willing to go to any lengths, there won't be a too little, too late.
Ooh. Mark.
You're but one phone call away from doing it right.
That's good.
That's a good one. Kind of along what I was going to say, if you think you're going to get loaded, call somebody. That's it.
And my announcement to all, when your phone rings,
answer it. A Shelly. There's a real cool,
just any random Shelly or me?
Well, how many other Shelleys are in this room?
I think
room?
That was with a UH, not with an A.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, how many other Shelleys are in this room that I could possibly be talking to?
Well, that narrows it down.
Yeah, that narrows it down to
okay, so one. What do you want?
There's a really cool t-shirt company.
TUA, Terminally Unique Apparel, at terminallyuniqueapparel.com. Com? Is it com?
.com.
Okay, good. I can remember from it. I just click on the thing on my computer. I can't remember. You can go. We've got some interesting designs. You can go and order shirts. That helps indirectly. It helps support the show.
Yes,
because
it does.
Our podcasting fees now come out of my bank account. So anytime you buy a show or buy a shirt, that means that the money from that shirt goes into my bank account, which comes out and pays for our podcasting fees.
Yay! Yay.
So, yes. So support us and buy our stuff.
Oh, and while you're on a roll there, I saw some really cool recovery bracelets.
Oh, you want me to pitch my Etsy store?
And your Instagram. Sure,
I have, yes, you can find me on Instagram at Mimi's Magic Room. It's all one word, lowercase, Mimi's Magic Room, no apostrophe, because Etsy won't let you put apostrophes in, which really annoyed me. That's also
grammar
the name,
Nazi.
I know, that's also the name of my Etsy store. I sell handmade jewelry. I'm actually getting ready for a craft show in March at my church. So I've been making jewelry pretty much nonstop whenever my hands work.
This is like cool, like rock jewelry and beaded jewelry. And
my wonderful husband took me to a gemology wholesaler.
Wholesale.
They had all kinds of awesome stuff.
This place is in Baldwin Park. It's huge.
It's so
like
much
a warehouse full of, like, you know, there'd just be like bins of rock quartz, and I mean, like,
I need
an amazing amount of stuff.
I need to find somebody who's got a rock drill, though, because I need some of these rocks drilled. But so I've been making all this stuff. I actually just posted two bracelets. I'm going to start doing a new line of AA and Al-Anon symbol type of things, and I'm actually buying them. I'm not making them, so it's not like it's, I'm buying them from the actual manufacturer, bracelets, recovery-related bracelets. So
yeah, they're very cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Somebody out there find Shelly a rock drill.
Yeah, somebody find me a rock drill.
Now,
or somebody,
Mark,
who can drill rocks.
Yes.
We have a cool sponsor.
We do. That'd be my 12-step store, right? That's who you're talking about?
That would be who we're talking about.
That's right. So you can go to my 12-step store, which has a great store in one of the Hollywoods, West Hollywood.
Yes.
Or you can go to my12stepstore.com.
.com.
Where you can go up online and you can purchase any and all recovery-related accessories.
Yeah, gifts.
That might be in the world. Gifts,
books. Shirts.
All that stuff. So go support those who do support us. And you can go up on our site, recovery101.net, and go to their link and click right through.
I would really suggest you also check out their Instagram. Their Instagram has got about 700 followers, but I think they need to ramp that up. So if you guys could go and follow them, it's My 12-Step Store on Instagram, that would probably be good as well. Shelly, we've got people that listen to the show.
Still?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold it.
What?
We have friends online in the Inland Empire and back east.
And who are they, Bruce? Why don't you tell us? You already gave it half away.
I already gave half of it away?
Yeah.
I've got, I can't even remember the name. I can't even remember them because I never do this.
12stepgazette.com.
Okay.
And Step 12 Magazine.
Step12magazine.com. Yes.
Perfect.
You can read those fine publications
online.
And now
you have friends that listen to the show.
And now I have friends that listen to the show. I'm, at this point, I'm kind of flabbergasted by that, but awesome. Anyway, that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you're not a member of Podomatic, you can become a member of Podomatic. It is free.
And fun.
And you can like old shows. You can leave comments and topic suggestions. You can put us on playlists for your rock and party needs. And you can follow so you get automatic updates when we post the show. If you are already a member of Podomatic, thank you very much for clicking. That helps us with our demographics.
If you are a Facebook friendly, it's real easy to join Podomatic. You can click join with Facebook. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, as thousands and thousands of other people have. We also post links to the show there. You'll also find links to Terminal Unique Apparel and my 12-step store on those at that location. If you'd like to join the Recovery 101 secret group, yes, it's a secret. It's not that easy to find. Matter of fact, it's impossible to find, but you can message us at the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page, or you can message Shelley Burnett or Bill Piper, and they will be more than happy to add you to that group, and you can interact with the people that you hear about on the show that's in Boozy News and things like that. If you'd like to email us, you can email recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you would like to send us a jingle like Noah did to start off this show and like Fran did for the next show and like a number of other individuals have, you can send it to that address in MP3 format. We would be more than happy to use it. It's got to say Recovery 101 or Recovery 101 Radio. It can either have the host names, Bruce, Shelley, or Mark, or not. It's up to you. But I guarantee we'll use it at least once. And possibly lots and lots and lots of times. You can also send topic suggestions and things there. You can also leave those at the recovery101.net page. But if you do, leave it in the most recent show so we have a chance to see it. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
As you can tell, we don't. So, Shelley.
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
I know.
The headlights after all of that?
I know. After all of that. Amp.
Amp. Another misguided prophet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. When I speak, I only give you facts. That's because I want to help, not turn my back. So when I speak about my addiction, just know that grip was vicious. Yes, my story's real, not fictitious. So if you're listening, hey, you really need some help. Hear my words carefully, cause I done been through hell. Total cars, gun violence, I'm a lost soul. While I'm still alive, only the Lord knows. While I'm writing this song, yeah, I feel them all around me. Yeah, them demons wanna hold me back and then drown me. 23rd Psalm, read it repeatedly. When them devils crawl, no way they see me. Nah. thank the Lord for treating a murder was on my mind. Ski mask on my head, just waiting for the time. Then I see my phone ring, it's her hitting my line. She said I sound different, the devil's in my mind. Oh Lord, help me find a way out. Mentally, I'm stuck in a bad place now. My heart's lost, I'm reaching out for you right now. I'm torn, struggling with my life now. Oh Lord, help me find a way out. Mentally, I'm stuck in a bad place now. My heart's lost, I'm reaching out for you right now. I'm torn, struggling with my life now. If you need help, go get help, don't be ashamed. I wanna save as many people as I can, man. Slept in parking lots, dodging cops, I was hot. Planning for tomorrow? Really, I think not. Pain and tears, what I see, you looking in the mirror. Wipe the water from my eyes so I can see it clear. Friends and role models, dead and gone, not here. So the conscience in my soul gone, disappear. I'm putting trust in my God, so I walk with no fear. No longer the driver of my life, I let go and he steers. When I'm hurt, I just pray, he touches and heals. When I'm angry, he listens and knows how I feel. When he speaks, he says, sit down, child, and be still. I know he sees that fire in me while holding my steel. If I get to moving crazy, it might get real. Read the 70th Psalm and it gave me chills. Oh, Lord, help me find a way out. Mentally, I'm stuck in a bad place now. My heart's lost, I'm reaching out for you right now. I'm torn, struggling with my life now.